Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for Thursday, November the 24th, and we will be going into the book of Shemuel. Okay, that's Samuel. Okay, the books of Samuel were one book until 1517, when the Hebrew Bible was published. This change into two separate books was influenced by the Church of Rome and is another wrongful modification of Scripture. Kings is the same way. They were, First and Second Kings were all one book, but now they're two books. So they have tampered with everything. Shemuel, and I'm going to use the Hebrew pronunciation so you are familiar with it. Shemuel held the office of prophet. He was the last of the Shofet team, that's the judges in Israel, and he bridges the gaps between the rule of the judges and kings. The first king came in under his tenure due to the foolishness of Israel desiring a king to be like the other nations around them who did not worship Yahweh. It was not a rejection of Shemuel, it was a rejection of Yahweh. And that was a bad decision on their part. And he warned them. And it went downhill from there. So, Shemuel means asked of El. From 7592, Sha'al, to ask as a favor or to lend or borrow. Plus 410, which is El. And that is a title like God. Referring to Yahweh. And you can pay attention to verses 120, 27, and 28 for a reference as to the reason for this name for the boy Shemuel. I'm still having problems with my bronchitis. If I have to mute the mic every so often, it's because I don't want to cough. I've got the pointer poised over mute, and I have chronic bronchitis due to chemical burns on my bronchial tubes from a bad filter in a paint mask years ago when I was spraying a truck, and I got burns, and I have scars because of that, and it's not something I can do anything about. I'm taking things to help clear the passages and stuff, and that seems to be working better. I don't cough as often. But it's a physical problem that I have to deal with. So please bear with me and forgive me if I have to mute occasionally. Like that. I have to clear things out in order to speak. I'm doing the best under a bad situation, but Yahweh has blessed me, and I am privileged to be able to read these words to you and impart the information I have garnered over the years. So let's get into the book of Shemuel, that's Samuel, chapter 1, verse 1. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Sophim, at 7436, that's the long version of 7414, Rama. Same place, just that's the formal spelling of it. A certain man of Ramathaim Sophim of Mount Ephraim, 669, and his name was Elkanah, 511. That's Elkanah. The son of Yerocham, 3395, the son of Elihu, 853, the son of Toku, 8459, the son of Suf, 6689, and Ephrathi, 6733. And Ephrath is another name of Bethlehem. So, and verse 2, and he had two wives. The name of the one was Chana, C-H-A-N-N-A-H, 2584. It's Hannah in your King James, but that is incorrect. It is Chana. That's how it's pronounced. And the name of the other, Penina, 6444. And Penina had children, but Chana had no children. And this man went up from his city yearly to bow down, at 7812, to prostrate in worship, and to sacrifice to Yahweh of hosts in Shiloh, 7887. There was a tabernacle was there. And the two sons of Eli, 5941, Kophni, 2652, and Pinchas, 6372, the priest of Yahweh, were there. Now remember Pinchas. He's the one that stuck the javelin through the Israelite messing with the Midianite woman. Verse 4, it was the day that Elkanah offered a sacrifice, 2076, and he gave Penina, his wife, and all her sons and daughters portions. All right, they offered a sacrifice, and then they ate the sacrifice. Okay, they get to eat a portion of the sacrifice before Yahweh in honor of Yahweh. But to Kana, he gave an off portion. Off, A-P-H, is 639. I don't care what they have in the King James, rather. It's off, and it is unclear here. It means nose or anger. So they put in whatever they feel like putting in the King James. They just insert stuff. That's why I don't use it. But to Kana he gave an off portion because he loved Kana. But Yahweh had shut up, 5462, her womb, 7358. And her rival wife, 6869, also provoked her, 3707, to anger, 3708, to make her complain because Yahweh had shut up her womb. In other words, she was mocking her and giving her a hard time. This was vexation. Verse 7, he did so year by year, and as often as she went up to the house of Yahweh, so she provoked her, so she wept, 1058, and did not eat. She treated her pretty cruelly. So, verse 8, then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Kana, for what reason do you weep? And for what reason do you not eat? And for what reason is your heart sad? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? Verse 9. So Kana rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, 7887, and after they had drunk. Now Eli, 5941, the priest, sat upon a seat of honor by a doorpost in the temple of Yahweh. Okay, now we're speaking of Shiloh. There is some research material I have that gives the geographical locations. And Shiloh was 9.5 miles north-northeast of Bethel. So that lets you know where it's at. They did all the archaeological digs, and they have all the locations. Verse 10, and she was bitter, 4751, of soul or spirit, 5315, and that's as her inner feelings, and prayed to Yahweh and wept greatly. Now here's verse 11. And verse 11, you can reference Numbers chapter 6, verse 5. And she vowed, 5087, a vow, 5088, and said, O Yahweh of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction, 6040, of your maidservant, and remember 2142 me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give to your maidservant a man, 376, child, 2233. Then I will dedicate, 5414, literally to give. I will dedicate him to Yahweh all the days of his life, and no razor shall come up upon his head. He was going to be a Nazir. A dedicated one. Couldn't drink wine or eat grapes or a bunch of stuff under the laws of the Nazirite. Verse 12. And it came to pass as she continued praying before Yahweh that Eli watched her mouth. Now, some people pronounce that Eli, but it's Eli here, because there's a Y on the end of it. The Hebrew spelling is E-L-I-Y, which makes it an E sound on the end. Now, if it was just E-L-I, it would be Eli. Verse 13. Now, Chana, she spoke from her heart. Only her lips quivered, 5128. But her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought, 2803, her drunk, 7910, that's Shikora, from to drink. Okay. Verse 14, and Eli said to her, how long will you, and this is all one word in Hebrew, make a drunken spectacle of yourself, 7937. Take off, 5493, or put aside, your wine, 3196, from upon you. Okay, he saw, didn't hear her. She was just in there, and she was praying silently. Verse 15. And Kana answered and said, no, my lord, 113. And that's a title of honor. A respect that is not a title as a divine being, God. I am a woman with a hard, 7186, spirit, 7307. And spirit is a life. I'm having a hard life. I have drunk, 8354, neither wine nor strong drink, that's 7941, that is a potent type of beer, which would really hammer you, but have poured out, 8210, my soul, 5315, again, as my inner being or feelings, before Yahweh. Verse 16, do not make, 5414, or put upon your maidservant like 6440 before, or like the face of a daughter of Belial, that's 1100, that's worthlessness, because from the abundance of my complaint, 7879, and vexation, 3708, referring to the torment from the rival wife, I have spoken of now. Okay. Verse 17, Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the Elohim of Israel give you your petition, 7596, that you asked, 7592, of him. Make note of that verse. This is the source of the name of Shemuel. Remember verse 17. Verse 18, she said, let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no more sad. Face is 6440 again. That's countenance or face. Verse 19, and they rose up early in the morning and bowed down, 7812, prostrated before Yahweh, and returned and came to their house in Ramah, 7414. That's the short spelling of the long spelling. I did it the first. And Elkanah knew, 3045, that means sexually, Hannah, his wife, and Yahweh remembered her. Verse 20, it came to pass at the turn, 8622, of the year, 3117, that's one of the uses for Yom, could mean year, a 24-hour day, a period of time, an age or eon, whatever, you know, that's the Greek. After Chana had conceived, 2029, that she bore a son, and she called his name Shemuel, 8050, because I asked, 7592, him of Yahweh. That's from verse 17. Asked, and that Shemuel means ask of Yahweh. Ask of El. Verse 21, the man Elkanah and all his household went up to slaughter, 2076, to Yahweh the yearly sacrifice, 2077, and his vow, 5088. Verse 22, but Kana did not go up, because she said to her husband, until the boy, 5288, is weaned, 1580, then I will bring him, that he may appear before Yahweh, and there abide forever. He's dedicated to Yahweh. He's going to be a Nazarite. Verse 23, and Elkanah, her husband, said to her, do what in your eyes seems good. Abide till you have weaned him, only let Yahweh establish his word. Yahweh said he would remember her. So the woman abode and gave suck, 3423, or nursed, to her son until she weaned him. Verse 24, when she had weaned him, she went up with him with bulls, 6499, and one ephah, 374, of flour, and a skin bottle, 5035, of wine, 3196, and brought him to the house of Yahweh in Shiloh, 7887. That's where the tabernacle was at that time. And the boy was young, little bitty kid. Verse 25, and they slaughtered, 7819, a bull, and brought the boy to Eli. And that's 7819 is slaughtering for a sacrifice. Verse 26, and she said, O my Lord, that's 113 again, that's just a title of respect, because he was a priest, as your being lives, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by you here praying to Yahweh. Verse 27. For this boy I prayed, and Yahweh has given me my petition which I asked of him. Verse 28. So I have loaned, 7592, I have loaned him to Yahweh. All of his years he shall be lent to Yahweh. And he bowed down to Yahweh there. Now 7592 is Hish-il-tihu. Hish-il-tihu. As to make him over. I have made him over to Yahweh. In other words, he was dedicated. And there again, she had asked Yahweh of him in verse 27. So that goes back to the name again. Now we're going to go into chapter 2 of Shemuel, and it starts out with Hannah's prayer. And verses 1 through 10 in chapter 2, you can reference Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. Verse 1, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in Yahweh. My horn, 7161, is raised, 7311, in Yahweh. All right, horn is raised is a figure of triumph, okay? Continuing on, my mouth is enlarged, 7337, against 5921, my hated enemies. And 7337 is a figurative of devouring an enemy. Because I rejoice in your salvation. 3444. Verse 2. There is none, 369, as holy as Yahweh, because there is none except 1115. You, speaking of Yahweh, nor any rock, 6697, like our Elohim, and that would be Eloheinu in the Hebrew. Okay, that means our Elohim. Bert, that's a possessive, a plural possessive. Verse 3, speak, 1696, no more with much haughtiness, 1364, or let arrogance, 6277, come forth from your mouth, because Yahweh is an El, 410, a divine being, of knowledge, 1844, and by him deeds, 5949, are measured, 8505. Bows of the mighty are broken, and those that are feeble, 3782, are girded with strength. In other words, he puts down the mighty and raises up the feeble, the weak. This is pretty profound stuff here. Verse 5, the sated, 7649, have hired themselves out, that's one word, 7936, for bread. Those that are full of food have hired themselves out for bread. They've become hungry. The hungry, 7457, cease to be, 2308. In other words, there's no more people that are hungry. They have ceased to be hungry. And the people that had plenty of food before wouldn't share it, have to hire themselves out for food. Ooh. Even, 5704, the barren, 6135, has borne seven. Okay, the barren woman has just had seven children. And she with many children has grown feeble. 535, feeble. In other words, lost fertility. These are direct opposites, what she's doing here. Verse 6, Yahweh kills and gives life. He brings down, 3381, to Sheol, 7585, and brings up, 5927. In other words, he brings you down to the land of the dead and raises up. And verse 6, you can look in the Wisdom of Solomon in your Apocrypha, chapter 16, verse 13, and Tobit, verse 13, or chapter 13, verse 2. Verse 7, Yahweh impoverishes, in other words, dispossesses, 3423, and makes rich, 6238. He lays low, 8213, and that's is humbles, and exalts, or raises up, 7311. Verse 8, he raises up the poor, 1800, from the dust, and lifts up the needy, 34, from the dunghill, 830, to set them among the nobles, 5081, giving them a seat, 3678, of honor, 3519. In other words, they're no longer lowly, they're now noble, because Yahweh decreed it. Because the pillars, 4690, and that is Metsuke, and that's the molten supports of the land, are Yahweh's. And he has set the world, 8398, upon them. That's the molten supports. And the world is 8398. That's Tebel. That means the whole planet, which rests, the surface of the planet rests on the molten magma down below. They knew this back then. They knew this. They knew what was going on. People, they don't teach this in the churches. Verse 9, he protects, 8104, that's to guard or protect or to observe, the feet, 7272, of his pious ones, 2623, in other words, he protects the steps, because that's how feet is used here. It's metaphorical in usage. His pious ones, and the wicked shall be silent, 1826, in darkness, 2822. Because by strength, 3581, shall no man prevail. 1396. No man's going to prevail against Yahweh. And this verse 10 confirms this. Verse 10, those that contend with, that's all one word in Hebrew, Meribav, that contend with, 7378, Yahweh, shall be shattered, 2865. That's Yakatu. From the sky shall he thunder, 7481, against them. Yahweh, this is one word, shall judge, 1877. The ends, 657, of the land. Now this is prophetic here. Listen to this. This is in verse 10. He shall give strength, 5797, to his king. And exalt the horn, 7161. That's Karen, as increase of might of his anointed, 4899. This is Meshiku. This is the prophecy of this woman of the coming King David with messianic ideals attached, because Yahshua was also his anointed. It's dual meaning right there. That's a prophecy from this woman. They don't teach that in the churches. Verse 11. And Elkanah went to Ramah, to his house, and the boy did minister, 8334, to Yahweh in the presence of Eli the priest. In other words, she left him there as a dedicate to Yahweh. How hard that must have been for her to leave her little baby boy there. Now we come to a story about Eli's worthless sons. This is the son of one of the top priests, the sons that we're talking about here. Verse 12, the sons of Eli were sons of Belial, 1100. That means worthlessness. They did not know Yahweh. Even they were sons of a priest. They didn't know Yahweh. What a mess. The custom of the priest with the people was, when any man slaughtered a sacrifice, the priest's young retainer, 5288, came while the flesh was boiling, 1310, with a fork, 4207, of 37969 times 8127 in his hand. Verse 14, he thrust, 5221, into the pot, 3595, or the kettle, 1731, or the cauldron, 7037, or the jar, 6517, all that the fork brought up, the priest took for himself. So they did to all of Israel that came there to Shiloh. 15. Also, before they made smoke, 6999, of the fat, 2459, the priest's young retainer came and said to the man that sacrificed, "Give flesh to roast 6740 for the priest, for he will have no boiled flesh from you, but raw 2416. That's Imchai, as still having life. In other words, bloody. And they were not to eat with the blood. Verse 16, and if the man said to him, "Surely make smoke first," 31:17, "as this day of the fat, and take what you desire," 183, he would reply, "No, but you will give it now. If not, I will take it by force," 2394. Ooh. Verse 17, the sin, 2403, of the young men was very great before Yahweh, because men spurned 5006, the grain offering of Yahweh. Verse 18, but Shemuel ministered, 8334, before Yahweh, as a boy girded with a linen, 906, ephod, 646. Verse 19, his mother made him a little, 6996, robe, 4598, and brought it to him from year to year, when she came up with her husband to slaughter the yearly sacrifice. Verse 20, Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, "Yahweh give you offspring from this woman in place of 8478, pardon me, the requested thing 7596, which is lent 7592 to Yahweh." In other words, he was speaking of Shemuel. He asked Yahweh to give them more children. Verse 21, and Yahweh visited 6485 Hannah, so she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters. And the boy Shemuel grew up before Yahweh. He was a dedicate to Yahweh. Verse 22, now Eli was old and heard all that his sons did to all Israel, and how they lay 7901 with the women that served 6633 at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Okay. Remember the girl that was dedicated to Yahweh a couple of shows ago? It was a man's only daughter, and she went off to serve Yahweh. I did the big thing that she was not sacrificed. There was a sacrifice made for her, and then she went and bewailed her virginity and went to serve Yahweh. Okay, that's these women here. Okay, that Yephthah, his daughter. He said to them, speaking to his sons, "For what reason do you these things? For I hear of your evil dealings from all the people. Nay, my sons, because no good report do I hear. You make to transgress, 5674, make to transgress," that's all cause to pass over the people of Yahweh, pass over the laws, okay? They were making them go against the law. This was sin. This is terrible. So he was rebuking his sons for what they were doing. Verse 25. If a man sins against 2398, a man, a judge, 430, there you go, that's an Elohim. Elohim also means judge. Like I said in the book of Ruth, It also means judge. It means a mighty one or a magistrate or a judge shall intercede, 6:4:1:9, for him. But if a man sins against Yahweh, who can intercede, 6:4:1:9, for him? They did not listen to the voice of their father because it pleased, 2:6:5:4, Yahweh to kill them. Verse 26. Now, in verse 26, you can reference the book of Sirach in your Apocrypha, chapter 46, verse 13. And the book of Luke in the New Testament, chapter 2, verse 52. Verse 26. And the boy Shemuel grew, 1980, in other words, walked in greatness, 1432, and was pleasing, 2:8:9:6, that means good, both with Yahweh and also with men. Verse 27, and there came a man of Elohim to Eli, that was a wandering prophet, and said to him, thus says Yahweh, did I plainly reveal myself, and that is 1540, doubled for emphatics, to the house of your ancestors when they were in Mitzrayim and the house of Pharaoh? And did I choose them from all the tribes of Israel as my priests to offer upon my altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give to the house of your ancestors all offerings made by fire, that's one word, 801, of the children of Israel? Verse 29, for what reason do you kick at, 1163, my sacrifices and my grain offering, which I commanded in my habitation, 4:5:8:3, and honor your sons more than me, to make yourselves fat, 1:2:5:4, from the best, 7:2:2:5, of all the grain offerings of Israel, my people. Verse 30, wherefore Yahweh Elohe Israel, that's Yahweh the God of Israel, declares, 5002, I said indeed, your house and the house of your ancestors should walk before me forever. But now Yahweh declares, but now Yahweh declares, be it far, 2:4:8:6, from me, because those that honor me I will honor, and those that despise, 9:5:9, those that despise me are in low esteem. Verse 31, behold, a time comes that I shall cut off, that's 1438, your arm, 2220, and that's as a symbol of power, and the arm of your ancestors' house, that there shall not be an elder, 2205, in your house. Verse 32, and you can reference verse 32 in 1 Kings 2, 26 and 27. And verse 32 is considered corrupt and unclear. There was a problem with the scrolls. There was some damage. And they just put in whatever, and I'm going to do the best I can with this. You shall see your desire, 5027, in distress, 6862, in my habitation, in all which does good to, 3190, or fulfills, which does good to Israel. And there shall not be an elder in your house for all, 3605, time, 3117. And the best I can do here is give the Hebrew with the Strong's numbers for this verse. Wahibateta, 5207, Sar, 6862, Maon, 4583, Bekol, 3605, Asher Yetib, 834-3190, Et Israel, 3478, Wallo Yeye, 3808-1961, Zaken, 2205, Bebethekeka, Bebetheka, 1004, that's the house, household. Kol Hayamim, at 3605-3117. And that's what it is in the Hebrew. It's not real clear. It's sort of obscure. So that's the best translation I can come up with. And I have to deal with what I have to deal with. A lot of stuff has been damaged due to time over the years, and things sometimes are lost. So I just read you the actual Hebrew, and we'll have to do the best we can with it. Verse 33, your man I shall not cut off from my altar, shall bring an end, 3615, in your eyes, 5869, and cause grief, 109, to your soul, 5315, and all the increase, 4768, of your house shall die. And that increase means children. Verse 34. And you can reference verse 34 in 1 Samuel 4, verse 11. This shall be a sign, 226, to you, that shall come upon your two sons, on Hophni and Phinehas, in one day they shall both die. All right, evidently I made an error, because Phinehas here was the same name as the Phinehas that was righteous and killed the Israelite with the Midianite. This is a different Phinehas. So I will have to correct myself there. Please forgive me. Verse 35, and I shall raise up a faithful, 539, priest, who does according to what is in my heart and in my mind. And I shall build him a faithful house, and he shall walk before my anointed, 4899, for all time. Now, this can be, this is Meshiki. And he's speaking of Shemuel here, and he's speaking as the Meshiki, the future King David. Because Shemuel was the one before that walked before David, because these other two were going to get killed. Verse 36, it shall come to pass that all that are left, 3498, in your house shall come and bow down, 7812, to him, for a piece, 9.5, of silver, and a loaf, 3603, of bread, and shall say, attach me, 5596, please, to one of the priest's offices, 3550, that I may eat a piece of bread. In other words, please let me be some kind of temple servant so I can get a piece of the food that is given to the priests. They weren't going to be getting their portion because they had been cast out. And they were no longer going to be priests. They were going to be lesser status and weren't going to get to eat the food that the priests would get. So they would come begging, in other words. They would be beggars. They would beg of Shemuel. Yahweh was angry. Very, very angry. We see this anger, righteous anger. He's even going to do in these two false priests that were profaning the sacrifices made to Yahweh and taking from the children of Israel. We have false priests today, brothers and sisters, and they profane before Yahweh, and they take from the children of Israel. Yahweh is going to slaughter Hophni and Phinehas, the second Phinehas. Gonna kill him. I keep reading from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6 through 10, about the flaming fire and all of that. I do that a lot. What kind of wrath is Yahweh going to put upon the false preachers that are teaching the Jewish Jesus and promoting Christmas and Ishtar Sunday, you know, the pagan holidays, that have the mega churches that are teaching apostasy of racial intermarriage is okay, and they're allowing in the sodomites, the homosexuals. What kind of wrath is going to come down on these men? He says, come out from among them and be ye separate. And he says to obey his feasts. They teach not to obey them. All that's all done away with. They lie. What is going to be the price of their lies? What is going to be the punishment for the synagogue of Satan that persecutes true Israel today? What's going to happen to them? That's going to be ugly. They're going to pay a heavy, heavy, heavy price. That time is coming. We are watching the escalation of violence worldwide, not just here in the United States, but all over. Britain, France, Germany, the Nordic countries. These people that worship a false god, a false prophet, Allah and Muhammad, these Muslims with their Sharia law. Their denial that Christ Yahshua was the son of Yahweh. They don't use the name of Yahweh. They don't use Yahshua. Say he was a prophet and a good teacher, a good man. But they don't acknowledge his deity. He was fully man and fully divine at the same time. We can't comprehend how that happens because we're only men. We have limited perspective at best. And our egos get in the way. Well, prove it scientifically. No. Now's the time just to say no. Either have faith and believe on him and follow his teachings or not. Make a choice now. No more your nonsense. No more excuses. No more challenges. Choose and live or die by your choice. All you people in power out there. Your power is nothing. Your possessions are nothing. Your riches are hay and stubble, and they will be burned up. And you who deny Yeshua Messiah as the Son of Yahweh and the Redeemer of true Israel, you who teach all this apostasy are goat people. And you will be cast into the lake of fire, and justly so. You have taught lies to Israel and turned aside and deceived the children of Jacob. You have taught them lies and seduced them as the serpent. The serpent race. The serpent creature. The Nakash, the enchanter, seduced Hawa in the Garden of Eden. You are seducers of a devilish sort. And you will pay. You have aligned yourself with the forces of darkness. And you will reap what you sow. And it's coming soon. Because never in history have all these things come to pass simultaneously. Volcanic activity, earthquakes, storms, floods, fires, pestilence, wars and rumors of wars, riots, all at once. There have been isolated incidents here and there of this stuff, but never all at once. All the prophecies are being fulfilled now. The time of Jacob's trouble is now, preceding the full tribulation and the persecution of the saints by the Antichrist. We have to remain firm and not lose our faith, because those that endure to the end will be saved. And he said, Yahshua, our Redeemer, said, occupy until I return. And that's what we have to do. We're going to have to take care of our families and our true believers and help one another. I'll talk to you tomorrow. May Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh. Shalom Aleichem.